Back in the late 1960s, the self-esteem movement began, many say, with a book by psychologist Nathaniel Brandon called The Psychology of Self-Esteem. It was not long before the state of California actually set up a self-esteem task force for public schools. But a number of recent studies have found we've gone well beyond self-esteem to self-adoration and full-blown narcissism. For some analysis on the situation, we turn to the KCBS Newsline and University of San Francisco adjunct professor of psychology, Dr. Jim Taylor. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Dennis. Glad to be here.
And is this a sort of a generational thing that happened to a generation of people, the whole idea of you're doing such a good job and there's no competition and everybody is equal? Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, that's certainly one of the contributors, the self-esteem movement. And I refer to Harrison Keeler's comment about Lake Wobegon, where every child is above average, that parents have convinced their kids how exceptional they are and how wonderful they are without any real evidence to support that. So that's certainly part of the contributor to the rise in narcissism of late.
And so is there some way you feel like we can get back on a more realistic track?
Well, I can't say. In my Huffington Post blog post, which this came from, I'm a little mixed. Certainly, it's going to be difficult because so many forces now are pulling kids, younger generations, down that road of narcissism. Some recent studies, for example, found that 30% of college students were rated as narcissistic, and that's double the number from 30 years ago. Or there's been a 40% decline in empathy, which is sort of the opposite of narcissism since the 80s. And so the forces against for narcissism and against raising kids with compassion and empathy and so on, they're pretty strong, and it's going to be tough to resist.
And is it, like I mentioned earlier, is it that we're rewarding a generation of kids for things that they didn't actually do, for accomplishments that they didn't actually achieve, but we just continue to pat them on the head and say how wonderful they were?
Well, that's part of it, but another significant contributor has been the emergence of technology and social media. Because it used to be that kids got feedback about themselves in the world from their immediate peer group and their family and their neighborhoods. But now kids are getting messages, particularly from the celebrity culture, that is hard to resist. Dr. Drew Pinsky, the celebrity psychiatrist, did a study and found that celebrities tend to be more narcissistic than the general population. So many of the messages that kids are getting these days from the celebrity popular culture is about me and I and self, as you indicated, self-adoration. At the same time, there's also more opportunities for young people, for people in general, to express their narcissism through Twitter and through Facebook. They're communicating messages that are fundamentally unimportant, but they feel it's important, and it's a way for them to feel important that there are other people in the world who care about what they have to say, you know, what they had for breakfast and what music they're listening to and so on.
And then how does that create a lack of empathy for other people?
Well, anytime there's a focus on the self, then there's a loss of focus on other people. And another problem with a lot of the new technology and social media is that people are having less and less face-to-face time. And the way you develop empathy and compassion and tolerance is by actually interacting with other human beings, not communicating with a screen.
Well, there's no way we're going to pull the plug on this technology now. Can you see us using it, though, in more productive ways?
Well, there's no doubt. Technology and social media are neither good nor bad. It's how we use them. Do we use them as tools or as weapons? Most important, I think, where the change is going to occur is where we're going to get kids back to being more compassionate and more caring and more empathetic is in the family. And that if parents communicate healthy messages to their kids about empathy, compassion, and that narcissism and self-adoration aren't acceptable, then kids are going to be able to use technology and all the things that it has to offer in a healthy way. Unfortunately, many parents have been seduced by all the technology and aren't taking the lead in shaping kids and sending the right messages to their kids.
Thanks so much for being with us. We've been talking on the KCBS Newsline with Dr. Jim Taylor, San Francisco adjunct professor of psychology. KCBS News Time, 11:24.